Fantastic morning to you, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Table Talk. I am your table breaker, Wemimo Adewuni. Good to be here with you again. I hope you had a fabulous weekend, and I hope you've been listening to Nigeria Info all morning. Good to be here. The show is live on Facebook and YouTube. Run over there right now and go ahead to Nigeria Info 99.3. That's where you find us on Facebook and YouTube to watch the show right now. Okay, I'll be taking your comments from there. The past 2 weeks have been very, 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 very interesting as we ran through the series on female breadwinners and how you're coping during this harsh economy. If you're just joining the show, if you've never listened to Table Talk, okay, here it is. Table Talk is a show for women and about women and for and about the men who love them or who don't love them. I like to goof around that one. So yeah, so it's a show about women issues, but of course men are welcome because men are part of our world, and we look at all form of social issues that affect women. If you missed any part or any episode of the show, the podcast is available. Don't miss it. Just go play back anyone you would like to listen to again. If you go to our website, nigeriainfo.fm, you'll find the list there. You can just click play. By the way, do you have the Nigeria Info app? You don't? Ugh. I don't know what else to tell you, because we still have a treasure hunt running throughout the month of October as Nigeria Info celebrates 10th anniversary. Yeah, we're celebrating with you. And we're putting you first. So we're sharing our gifts with you on every show throughout the month of October. Every day, one person would win 10,000 naira. And that's happening also on this show before I go. Yeah, that's right. Well, if you know how the show runs, it's in two parts. The first part is the appetizer. And that's when I just give you a gist about what my weekend was like, or the biggest thing that, you know, struck me during the weekend before we go on to the main show. By the way, today I'll be speaking to females, single females. Yeah, single. This is when I should play the song, All My Single Ladies. Hey, All My Single Ladies. So come closer if you're single. If you are single, I hope you heard me. Eh? If you are single and you're a female, the male are welcome later on. But I'd like you to tell me, and this is for females who would like to get married. I recognize that not all women want to get married. So for females who like to get married, what's the problem? What challenges are you facing? Yeah, that's the show today. But let me start by serving you the appetizer on Table Talk.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
All right, this past weekend, specifically on Friday, after a very long morning on my way home, I witnessed firsthand the injustice that's usually served by government officials. It was very painful because, so I was in a taxi and the driver was unjustly ticketed by LASMA official. Of course, you trust me now. Maybe you trust me. We dropped the matter. But unfortunately, he had been ticketed before their boss would say, oh, no, you shouldn't have done that. So, and here's how the whole process works. Once you're ticketed, you have two options. I mean, it can be reversed manually. You have to either pay the fine or you contest the fine. How many of you know that you can challenge a ticket if you're given a ticket? Well, I did my bit for that driver. In fact, I gave him my number. He has not called. And I told him, you can challenge this ticket because you were absolutely not at fault. And two things. Number one is you can challenge. Number two is the same thing I've repeated over and over again, that in instances like that, when you see that an injustice is about to happen, flip out your phone and make a recording. And that's the only way this man's vehicle is about to be saved, because I came out from the car immediately, did a video, and I said, well, what's the infraction? What is the infraction here? Obviously, there's no infraction. But we were told together. I was told, it said the taxi. It was quite an eventful day. But just to let you know that if you're wrongly booked, you can challenge it. And please do, because if we allow injustice go, guess what? It will grow. It will grow. All right, let's go on to the main dish.
Now to the main dish. On Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, here's your official welcome again. If you're just joining the show, this is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Table Talk is live on Facebook and YouTube. Join us there and watch the show. All right, so today I'm talking with single ladies. If you're single, come closer, and you're female, I'd like to know, what's the challenge with getting married? And that's for those of you who intend or want to get married. Again, marriage is not for everybody. And the earlier you identify it, I mean, the more peace you have. I know some of you will start out by saying, especially the men, I know that a lot of you grew up being taught that there are so many women that you have to do the world a huge favor by dating some of them and or even marrying up to five of them. You're doing the world a favor. Hello? No, you're not. Because statistics proves and shows to us that there are more men in Nigeria than women. There are more men than women in Nigeria. So the women should actually be the ones doing you a favor. So that, nilele. How do you say nilele in English? Someone should call in and help me interpret nilele, please. Because that's usually what it's told to women. Oh, you need to get married on time. Otherwise, you'd never get your own portion. Ah, there are so many women and there are so many, there are few men. So you need to grab your own, so that, so that it doesn't run out. But now let me tell you that statistically, for every 100 women in Nigeria, there are 103 men. Did you hear that? If you count men, 100, women rather, if you have 100 women, there are 103 men. Okay, so here's a number in particular. As of 2020, Nigeria's female population was approximately 101.67 million, while the male population stood at 104.47 million. So that's about 102 million to 105 million. So there are more men than women. So today's conversation is for the single women who would like to get married. So what's the challenge? I want to believe it's not the availability of men, because by numbers, there are men. And so they're not even doing you a favor. So women, I hope you're getting the gist I'm giving you. So women, you are the ones actually doing the men a favor by dating them or by marrying them, so that they will not lele. You guys are just going to have to help me interpret what lele is in English. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. If you're female and you'd like to call, the number is 01465-7190. You know how we do it on the show. So allow the women call in first, before the men start to argue with me. Let's go. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
You are a man now. Good morning. Hello. How are you? Hello. Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, my name is Wemimo. What's yours?
Okay, I want to interpret the, language.
God bless you. Now. Please help me.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Okay. I said the ni lele you are talking about. My name is Kingsley.
Okay.
Ni lele you are talking about, so that they will not remain. They will not be left over.
I want to share cool. Oh my God! Is that so that you will not remain? Remain for what? 5 divided by 2 equals to 2 remainder 1. All right, let's see who's on the line. Nini is here. She's calling. Let's speak with her from Bariga. Okay, Nini. Okay, let's it go. Hello, Nini. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Interpretation of Lele. Actually, when you have wares, you put them on the shelf to be sold. And then you have, if everybody picks, people pick, then usually there are one or two or something left.
Left.
So that means, so the men will not be left on the shelf.
That's a better interpretation. So thank you very much. Thank you for that interpretation. So women are usually told, oh, you better get married fast before you are the one left on the shelf. Hello, men, you are the ones that will be left on the shelf because there are more men than women. All right, thank you for the interpretations. That will do. Let's speak with the single ladies. If you're there and you're not married and you want to, again, the emphasis on those who want to, not everyone wants to. What's the challenge? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Umimo.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How was your weekend?
It was very hectic. actually. Very tiring. Well, yes.
Thanks for that info. Thank you for giving us that information.
You're welcome.
I know they'll fight you today.
Those I'm here to break tables.
Come after you. But thank you. I know you are ready for them.
I'm always ready. I always come ready. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Samson. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Samson.
Yeah. That statistic you gave us, you're not factoring in the men that has already married two wives. And you're not factoring in our culture.
Which culture?
Once the ladies gets to 30, 35, it becomes difficult for them to get married.
Why? Why does it become difficult? Is they become less of women? Why is it more difficult?
I didn't get you, remember.
Why does it become more difficult when you're 30? What's the problem?
We the guys who always want to go for the young girls.
Why? You've not told me why. Why? Why are they better than 30? Women in their 30s?
Well, I would say our mind have been programmed that way.
Let me tell you why you do that. Actually, a woman in her 30s should be better for you because now she's mature, she knows what she wants. But you want younger women because those ones, they don't know what they want yet. So it's easier for you to kick them around. Am I right?
Well, I would agree with you on that.
You see, I like you. At least you agree. All right, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Memo Adewale. Good morning.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I'm Uche from Olodia, Papa.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I'm I disagree with you in this thing, the population of women and men, you know. Women is more population than women, than men.
How do you know that?
How do you know that? Look at everywhere. A lot of women everywhere.
Women, I be all over the road, in the gutter, everywhere. See women all over the... It's a lie. You've been deceived. There are more men.
No, ma'am. Yeah, no, truth I'm telling you. Look at men. That's why. You know, the reason why is that women now, women doesn't marry because... They don't marry because of... They are looking at a man that has money. That makes them popular. So a man is scarce. So women is popular than man. But that's not true now.
The numbers people have counted all the people in Nigeria. They've done the... it's not my number. I didn't sleep and wake up and say this is the number. No, that's the truth. That's the fact. Ladies, where are you? Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, are you?
I'm great, thank you.
This is Mercy.
All right, Mercy. Are you a single lady?
No, really.
Which one is not really?
No, you can.
No,
I just want to tell you now that they will start arguing with you.
They've already started.
They will start arguing with you. That's their mindset. Once told a lady that when a man talk, woman should shut up.
Who said that?
Anything.
Who said that?
A guy.
Oh, he's a very silly person.
I'm telling you, a guy that couldn't feed himself. Talk less of the woman. So, it's the mindset.
Oh, it's an unfortunate mindset.
It's time we women start to pride ourselves our dignity.
You are the ones doing them a favor. You know, I've told you that now. You see, what I've done to you right now, I've brought you shoulder pads. Raise your shoulder pads. Hey, ladies, you're the one doing them a favor. There are more men, actually. Hello, Malik.
Hello, Wemimo.
Good morning. How are you?
Magi.
Oh, yeah, now. Bring it on.
I'm telling you. Good morning. Have a good day.
And you too. I mean, you people don't use laugh at you with this one. Oh my goodness. All right. Make sure you're joining the show live on Facebook and YouTube. I'd love to read from you if you're unable to call in. This is very funny. But that's what the stats say. I mean, you have to accept it. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Are you a single lady? Oh, yay! Thanks for calling.
I love your show.
Thank you. You want to tell me your name?
Yeah. Yes, my name is Joy.
Joy, are you a single lady?
I am.
So now that I've given you shoulder pads, what's up now?
you asked why single ladies are not married.
Yeah.
So, me, I am single. I'm not yet married, but I have a serious guy.
Okay.
I'm in a serious relationship now, so, but the guy does not have money. That is why I'm not married.
He does not have money.
Honestly.
Oh my God. So,
I enjoy your show.
Thank you very much, Joy, for calling. Sebastian is here. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Sebastian. How are you?
Very well.
Yes, welcome.
At least you can hear the last caller. So because the guy did not have money. If you build life with him, is there anything wrong?
Oh, God, I beg you, Jare.
I have a woman who built a life with me.
Oh.
So what is so different? You are looking for ready-made man, or you are looking for a pot of soup that has been prepared already.
Mm.
How are you going to enjoy it when you don't even know the source of the wealth?
So you believe that is why a lot of single ladies are not
yet
married?
Yes, because most of them don't know what they want.
But you know, in truth, having listened to a lot of people in different scenarios, some of them have the fear that after working with you, you know, starting with the man then makes the money, or the money then comes to the family, and then she's just thrown in the boot.
No, not every man does that.
Yeah.
Out of 100%, you can only account for 5% of that kind of people.
Oh, you think there are only
5%? Yeah, 95% of men don't do that.
Oh.
Because they know where they are coming from.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Sebastian. I'm sorry, but I have so many people on the line. Ogbonu is here from Aja. Hello.
No, Ogbonu is Ogbonna.
Ogbonna, sorry, they gave me a wrong name. How are you?
I'm fine, Wemima. Good morning.
Good morning.
See, today we go scatter the table.
Oh yeah, let's break it. I came ready.
You're coming from a wrong angle. Where did you even get this statistics?
Let's the National Bureau of Statistics.
They are wrong. They are wrong.
And you are right.
They never enter street count. They don't give you that statistic of it.
Your own statistics, where you get them from?
See, I get it on the street. See, you said out of every, if you count every 100 men, 100 women, there are 103 men. My boss, your brain. You count every 100 men, there are 200 women.
Nah, lie.
I'm serious.
But you are not correct. You're not right.
This is your table today.
PC Sam, I came here to PC Sam. You are serious. Not correct.
See, today, we roast you because you come to life to us. We will roast you enough. We are waiting for you. Don't worry.
Oh my goodness, you guys don't like the truth. Eddie Young is calling me from Isola. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Eddie. I'm great. How are you?
All right, I'm very fine.
Welcome.
I'm not single, I'm married.
Okay.
But I believe why most women are not married is because at times we pray for that we want to marry. At times when somebody comes, maybe it's not what they wanted or what they thought.
Mm.
And they overlook such people or such men.
Mm.
Feeling that maybe should have been married. I mean, people must have had money or have cars or whatever.
Okay.
Or at times they'll think, or they'll start asking, what will people say? What will my friends say if they see me married to this kind of people?
Mm.
So I believe that's why most women are still single.
One of my male callers before you go said that that 95% of men are true to their women who start with them. Do you agree to that?
It depends, sure.
It depends. All right, Idiom, thank you very much for calling me. Frank is on the line, but I need to go on a break. How are we going to do it? I'm due for a break. Frank, hi. Can you make this happen in 20 seconds for me? Or do you want to call me back? Oh yeah, call me back now. Call me back. I need to go on a break. Oh yeah, now this is Table Talk. Here we break the tables. That's why I'm here. I came to scatter this table. Take it or leave it. I'm going to keep telling you. For every 100 women, there are 103 men. So women are doing you a favor. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'll be right back. Break the tables because there are no holdbacks. I bring you the facts. You can argue with me if you want. If you know that you have facts, but you know, I love it facts for facts. So what is causing the quarrel on the show today? I came in here today to speak with you know, this gentle me to just speak with single ladies. Look at my phone lines. To just speak with single ladies, you know, and ask you, okay, if you were if you want to get married, what's the challenge? Why are you finding it difficult to get married? You know, because actually there are more. Statistics shows us that there are more men than women in Nigeria. So it certainly can't be the case that there are no men for you to marry. So what's the problem? Why aren't you getting married if you wanted to marry? But the men are, they've come here just to throw tantrums and tell me, oh no, there are more women all over the world. Everywhere you turn, there are women everywhere. But I tell the women, you know, put some dignity on it. You get me? There are more men than there are women. So, yeah, now 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call to join the show. If you're female, you can join me on 0146-57190. Let's go. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Wemi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Omotayo.
Omotayo, thanks for calling me.
Okay.
Are you a single lady?
I'm not single.
Okay.
I'm married.
Okay.
Yeah, that from a little I've noticed, one of the reasons why the ladies are afraid or they don't want to go into marriage is, one could be the experience, maybe from their friends that are married, maybe from their parents. You know, domestic violence is everywhere.
Mm.
The financial aspect is there too. So there are so many. Then,
okay.
Well, I've been listening. Somebody said there is no money. The guy is poor. It's not about money now. It's about potential. If the guy doesn't have money now, doesn't have potential, can you guys grow together? What about you? Did you go to school? The man is making money. Are you not making your own money? You put us together and become one. And make sure that it works, because you're just getting married. So which means that you are starting. Can you start together and build a mansion?
Okay.
So it's not that you are waiting for the man to, his mother
to make it.
No, we are there to support together.
Right. Thank you very much. Philip is there from Agopala, holding on. Hello.
Yeah. Well, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes. Welcome.
Yeah. I don't know where you got your statistics from, but I
got it from the Nigeria Bureau of Statistics.
It's online.
You can do a quick Google search. You'll find it.
I'm questioning it right now because there are so many factors that could downplay that argument.
Why?
Apart from the biological factor that, you know, it gives the argument of, you know, the chances of producing a female baby being higher than, you know, a male baby. I'll keep that aside. Now, with your argument, let us just pretend you're having a fact.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're having a fact on the argument.
Uh-huh.
Now, let us take into consideration the availability of men as well as the quality and their responsibility.
Uh-huh.
Have you taken note of the inmates we have in Nigeria?
The what?
Inmates, the prisoners we have.
So you think some of those men are in prison?
I'm telling you for real. Most of them are there.
Oh, okay.
Now, have you taken note of this same number of men you're talking about, that most of them are clergymen who practice celibacy?
And some of the women are also nuns, they're sisters, right?
And still some of these men you have taken note of are into banditry, terrorism, and they don't even have time, you know, to think of settling down or being qualified.
But they are kidnapping girls and impregnating them and making babies with them.
They're not ready for marriage now. Are such men ready to settle down to make up a family?
Okay, I hear you. I hear the argument you brought. At least you have brought argument that is worth arguing with. But thank you very much, Philip. Let me speak with Richard from Badagry. Hello. Oh, so sorry, Richard. He's been holding on for quite a while. Hello.
Hello, one more.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
You're doing a very great job.
Thank you.
Please, though, these very statistics you're talking about.
Yes,
sir. You got this from where?
The Nigeria Bureau of Statistics.
Really?
Yes.
Meanwhile, my name is Joel. I'm calling from Ikpaja.
Thanks for calling.
Please, though, have you seen one video on the social media?
What video?
Where they were counting. You say Nigeria is Nigeria Bureau, right?
Yeah, just.
Where they were counting the number of voters. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
20, 30, 150, 200, 201, 231, 300. Have you seen it before?
Hey, I've seen it now.
That's the kind of statistics of that population
Oh my God.
Wake me up. Call me back whenever America come here to count us. Not Nigeria. Don't go by that Nigeria.
The Nigeria Bureau of Statistics has given us, National Bureau of Statistics has given us various data that we use on Nigeria Info, and you guys don't have a problem with that. They've told us the number of out of school children, almost 13 million. You do not argue with that.
We must start from those who are in your streets. Start from your family, from your streets. These are the components
If I start from my own family, for instance, there are more men. I have two brothers. I don't have a sister.
Like the way I am now, the next compound, no single male. Uh-uh. The next two compounds, just only one small boy. The rest are women. Even visitors are all women.
Oh my gosh. You see, you guys do not argue with every other data. The ones that you like, you agree with it. Now you don't like this one. You're asking for the U.S. to come count us. Abby, when the NBS tells you that there are about 13 million children out of school, you come on Nigeria Info and you say, oh, government needs to do something about it. Oh, but that's government's data. Now, but this data, now you don't like it. When they tell you the mortality rate, infant mortality rate, adult mortality rate, life expectancy is dropping, you don't have a problem with all of those. But you have a problem with the fact that there are more men than women, are we? Okay. Joseph is here. Hello, Joseph.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Morning to you.
This is Joseph from Ota.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's about that statistics you are giving.
I think
the statistics is very, very wrong.
Why do you think so?
Why I think so is that at least where I'm living, the charity begins at home. Where I'm living now is like is a barracks like a yard, I guess. Then in this year that I'm living, at least the other family that is behind me has four children. Only one is a boy.
Okay.
The other one has five children. Only one is a boy.
Okay.
The other woman has four children. All are girls.
Okay.
The other one has five children. All are girls. The other one has three children. All are girls. I think in this our yard it's only my wife. And one other woman, my wife has five children. Three are boys, two are girls. The other woman has four. Two are boys, two are girls. At least from this my yard, you can see that the statistics is quite wrong.
Okay, I hear you, Joseph. Let me speak with you, Niz, because I don't have so much time. By the way, oh my God, where do I start from on WhatsApp? You guys, let me take some randomly. After speaking with you, Niz, I'll take some messages from WhatsApp. Niz, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Welcome to Table Talk. Yes, please.
Yeah, I don't know why it's difficult for people to just accept statistics just as a bulleted.
Also, me.
And it's not meant to even engender debate or to enable us to work, whether as a nation or as, human beings in our relationship.
That's, you get it.
And number two, I had one of your callers who said that men marry. Men don't want to marry 30-year-olds because they are considered too old. It's a cultural thing. I met a South Korean in U.S. Mm. And the guy came to U.S. without a girlfriend. And for the 1 year that I stayed for my study, the guy was looking for girlfriends. They would pair him up with a girl, people doing PhD, masters from the same country. But at the end of the day, they would come back to say, you don't know South Korean girl.
Mm.
They hate old men that once you are over 30 as a man, it's like you'll be on the shelf, you'll be a leftover.
Wow.
So it's a cultural thing. Mm. And, let me just conclude by saying that men don't want to marry in this part of the world simply because there is too cheap sex all around.
Mm.
If a man wants to sleep with you and you say, oh boy, you put a cap on this thing, it's either we marry and then we go on. A lot of sanity will be restored to marriage space.
Okay, thank you very much, Eunice. I hear you. Nonye is on the line. Hello, Nonye.
Hello.
Good morning. Yes, how's Ogun State today?
My first time caller.
Yay! Thank you for calling.
I'm not surprised that the men are talking about the statistics you said. It is very, very correct.
You guys have to go to Facebook. You have to go to Facebook and read comments.
When Rotimi was ruling out a statistic this morning, they didn't talk about it.
They didn't argue with that.
Corona alone, he said 2.5 million males.
Uh-huh.
Yobe alone, 1.4 million males.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the statistics is correct. It's their own statistics is in their head. It's just what they want to believe.
Right.
Another thing is that one of your callers said 95% of men recognize women that build with them.
Yeah.
That is a lie. That's only 5%, you know, are those ones that don't recognize the women.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, the statistics is the other way around. 95% don't even agree or, you know, don't recognize women's efforts helping their men.
It's
only 5% that recognize and stand with them.
Thank you very much, Noye, for calling. Frank has been on the line. Hello.
Yeah. Well,
good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah. I like your topic and your program.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Uh-huh. But let me tell you, if there is time.
Yeah.
Because I like the first woman says that men are doing rubbish. I like it.
What did you say?
I like it when she says that men are doing rubbish because even some men that cannot feed themselves. The other lady says that she's in a serious relationship, even though the guy doesn't have one naira. But she doesn't say if she has or not. Well, today is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Go around Lagos, you will see ministries, churches. What are they doing? Women feel everywhere where they are looking for husbands.
Hey, but why are they looking for husbands?
Then Friday is last Friday of this month. Go around your vicinity. Go around churches, ministries. You will see night virgil, everywhere night virgil. Go inside and count everybody there. You see that women are taking 97% of the crown. What are they looking for? Husband.
Thank you very much, Frank. Really, ladies. Okay. So, church services and Muslim services are filled with, according to my last caller, Frank, women looking for husband. Why? If the statistics say that there are more men than women, why are you looking for husband? I don't understand. Help me understand, okay? Okay, let's go into WhatsApp. Women, please don't give... you said, Wemimo, please don't give women false shoulder pad. Your statistics was recorded 10 years ago. No, that's not true. This is stats as per 2020. This is statistics. You see, Google is your friend or whatever search engine you use. Search. You'll find the PDF document. Download it and read for yourself. You say that you forget the fact that women are ready for marriage earlier than men. The 3% difference you're pushing is altered by other parameters. A woman is ready from age 20 to 23. Okay, yeah. You're also saying that you find more women looking for men. Wemimo, I just checked my WhatsApp contacts and guess what? I have more females. So you went to scroll through your contacts and I'm not even a womanizer. I'm ready to tackle these statistics. Women are more than men. Please don't even argue it. More shield from Ojo, thank you. Another reason why we have more single women is when you're in a relationship and you don't know when to let go of a relationship that is not heading or going anywhere. Okay. A population is like a pyramid. The older you go, the smaller it becomes. Assuming your statistics is correct, know that most men choose their spouses from the age grades lower than theirs. Few choose from ages or their age grades.
This is an infomercial.
Sorry for that interruption. You said few people choose from people on their own age grade, so men are at advantage. At 50, a man can start a family and have children. However, we need each other, and the all-knowing God that chose to create a man and woman did not make a mistake. Nedu, thank you for your message. Well, meanwhile, the action lady, Nigerian men will not agree. Oh, since 3 years, I was the only guy at the sport bar that was making them understand statistics. That's their way. It is not the men that head NBS. Fact is fact, my fellow men. This is a man, Simon, speaking to you guys that have been arguing with me. Says there have been more men than women since 2015. It's just statistics. I didn't create it. So Kayla from Okoba, I guess. Agege. Wemimo, please remove 1 million boys. Please remove 1 million boys from that men's statistics and check how many men will remain. I'm 36 and single. The major reason I'm still single is because I've got lots of disappointment from men. And now the serious guy I have is broke financially. It makes me more confused. Wow, what a place to be in. I am a man. I agree with the statistics. Thank you, Jare. You didn't tell me your name, though. Okay. Free Man from VI sent in a message and said, please, I'm looking for a lady above 30 for marriage. I think they're more matured. That's the truth. A woman in her 30s already knows what she wants. But a lot of men don't want a woman in her 30s because she already knows. I don't know why knowing what you want is a problem. It should be an advantage. Let's go on to Facebook. So many messages here. What do I even start from? You guys you like argument. Jerry Duxguru says the women are looking for someone who has money and they like to chop life. Elizabeth Adechino say, may you not be left on the shelves. Okay. Afolabi Oligbenga Williams, they enter menopause. Men don't. Okay. Menopause puts pressure on ladies as they grow old without suitors. And I think the idea that a man is the suitor is also the issue here. So the man is the one who needs to come ask you to marry him. I think that's one of the reasons too. Musa Ibrahim says they're looking for rich men. Obiso Afolabi Oligbenga, left over na ladies' problems more. What do you mean? Okay, like more women are left over? Babatunde Balogun, bear in mind that not every man can get married to every woman and vice versa because of many factors. For instance, I'm a man and at the point of making a choice, not every woman was my candidate. I'm not in support of polygamy or polyandry, though. Okay, well, I can't help but laugh this. So, Oja Iyawo, I don't know what to say. Afton thinks that ladies are consoling themselves. Go and argue with NBS. It's not my argument. Go to NBS and argue with them. You want to join me? Oh, come. Andrea is here. Come. Come over. See them arguing with me. Come. Okay, there we go. Andrea Teka is here. Yeah. Did I break the table appropriately?
Yes,
Was it well shattered?
Yes, you did.
Talk to them.
I mean, why are they arguing?
I don't know. Do I know?
Like that? But I mean, you were asking why are women still, single?
Single.
I think it's a foundational thing. They never placed marriage. They never made marriage an important thing to the man. They made it more important to the woman. You know, so
Hence the pressure.
And then when you see men, even when they're mature, they don't still think about marriage. It's the woman who thinks about marriage first than
someone
compared to the
man. Maybe because women get into menopause. So there's apparently a timeline. Again, because marriage is supposed to be about having children.
Exactly. That also is a factor. And you see, that pressure comes on the woman. Oh, I'm getting this particular age. And then a man would not want to marry me if I start having fertility issues and things like that. So yeah, that could come into place. But I think that the major, you know, we should look at it from the man's perspective. Mm-hmm. A lot of men don't want to get married.
Yeah. So all the people that have been calling and arguing with me, they actually don't want to get married.
A lot of men don't want to get married.
So what do they want?
So the marriage is on the woman this time. So I heard somebody say that when you go to, what's it called? When you go to the
churches,
where you go, you see a lot of women there. What are they looking for? They're looking for husbands. You know, that's because they've told them you have to get married. But they don't tell the man you have to get married.
So marriage is a prayer point for women.
Absolutely. That's what they've made it.
You know, we're going to have a second part of this next week, right? We do this in series now. So this is probably going to even take us 3 weeks, I think, because look at the phone lines. But I'm even shocked to hear from you now. It appears really true that men actually don't even want to get married.
Most of them. They don't think about it first until maybe most of them
35.
Right. They're much older. They look at I need to
at
get
that age for
financially
a woman,
stable.
You're
already.
You know.
It's already time has passed.
But why has time passed?
I don't know.
At 35, I mean, I'm just getting started.
You know, right? I feel you, sister.
Let's talk again next week, Monday, guys. I'll be right back with you again. We'll have a second half of this conversation. Maybe we'll have it in three parts, but certainly we'll have another one next week. Facebook is on fire. You guys keep arguing with yourselves here because I have to go. Don't worry. Andrea will continue for me as I take over the show just after the news at 10 o'clock. You can talk to me on social media at Wemimo Sport. If you want to place an advert, you're welcome. Bring your advert, send me a message, let's talk about it. wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. If you want to be my guest host couldn't make it today, we had network issues communicating. If you want to be here next week, send me a mail at tabletalkng@gmail.com. okay, and so you can be my guest host next week. Let's have a part two next week, Monday, 9 to 10. My name is Wemimo Adewunmi. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.